Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stephanie Vance is here too, ladies and gentlemen, because she's one of our very best friends. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she and I don't always agree on everything, but we always agree that we like each other and we respect each other's opinions. And I want you to know, I always want you to know what she has to say. For one of the reasons is because one of the very important messages she has is that if you don't tell your members of Congress what you want, that's the surefire way to not get what you want. Stephanie, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely true. And I think so many people are frustrated with government and they're saying, oh, they're not doing the things they want. And then I'll ask them, well, did you talk to them and tell them what you want? And they say, oh, no. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, folks, Stephanie, and welcome back, Stephanie, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks for having me back.
We've missed you.
Well, you know,
you've missed me, haven't you?
I have been out and about and doing all kinds of crazy things, so I'm glad to be back. But it's always a busy travel season at the end of the year.
She's the advocacy guru, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of Government by the People: How to Communicate with Congress. Stephanie, I actually, and I don't know if I've ever told you this or not before, but I actually sat in on a meeting once with a community where this community's leaders got together. And they were talking to a favorite son, a local guy who'd gone to Washington as a member of Congress. He represented a whole quadrant of a state, but he was from their town, and he was now a lobbyist. And in that meeting that I was part of, I just happened to be sitting in on it for I won't say all the reasons why. They were saying, okay, we would like for you, and now that you're a lobbyist, we would like for you to help us get our message across to our own delegation and help us craft that message. And he said, I'm glad you're doing this, because in the 18 years that I was in the House, you guys never called me and said, this is what I want.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, elected officials aren't mind readers. They, you know, they need to know what it is that you're interested in, what policies you think are going to impact you negatively, what kinds of funding you think is appropriate. And if they don't know that, then how can they be expected to, you know, even consider your views?
Well, and here's the thing. Even though the gravitational pull of his own hometown caused him to do some good things for the community, I found that out. Even so, there's a lot of other moons with gravitational pulls circling around all these 535 folks up there that we've elected to go to Congress for us to represent us. There's a lot of other influences that pull them in other directions, aren't there?
Well, I think that's true, and I think, you know, one thing to bear in mind is that, especially at the federal level, every elected official represents about 750,000 people, and on the House side and in the Senate side, they represent the entire state. So there's always, just within their own district, a huge array of competing interests. So, you know, if you feel one way about an issue, it's very likely that even within your district, there's going to be a whole group of people who feel the other way.
But even though they're sent there to represent those people in their district, there are other people who have other issues who don't care anything about that district, who have a lot louder voices and more money sometimes. And I'm not talking about illegal money either. I'm just talking about the influence that they have.
Well, I mean, I think that's true. I mean, power loves a vacuum, and if people from the district aren't communicating with the elected official, there's certainly other people who will. And so, you know, they'll go in and say, hey, you should do this, that, and the other thing. But the elected officials always want to know what people in the district think. I mean,
right.
That's always the most important thing from their perspective.
Well, and this is very important for small business owners, Stephanie, because more and more small business owners, we're a bigger and bigger part of the economy, Stephanie, and we've got to band together. We've got to get together as a group and let our folks know what we're thinking, what we want, what we need, not only as a community, but as a small business owner. We need to be able to do that, and we need to be doing that through our own local chambers of commerce as a community and our local elected officials, but also through national groups who can lobby for us as small business owners.
Well, yeah, I think that's true, and I think, you know, even, I mean, I'm a small business owner, and I, you know, you and I probably have different perspectives on some issues, but we do certainly contribute to the economy, and there certainly are some ways that we, you know, areas that we do agree, and, you know, coming together and pointing out, I mean, I think, you know, small businesses are now the driving factor of any improvements in the economy, and we need to make that point.
Absolutely. Now, you've been working on something recently you call Lobbying Days. Is that what it is?
Well, yeah. We help our clients set up meetings with elected officials. When someone brings a big group to Washington, D.C., we'll help, you know, the 100 or 200 or 300 people who are coming get their meeting set up with elected officials. And it's a really interesting process and something I think most people haven't really gone through. But it teaches you a lot about what elected officials are thinking and what kinds of factors influence them.
Well, exactly. And folks, you know, if you're sitting there saying, okay, how do I become part of something like that? Where, you know, that sounds like something out in the middle of a forest somewhere, and I don't know how to get there. And if I try to go there, I'll get lost. Well, let me tell you, folks, an opportunity to do what Stephanie just said could be only a couple of miles and a simple local phone call away. Because every chamber of commerce across the country that's worth its salt is making at least one trip to Washington, D.C. and the State House every year with a delegation to talk about what's important to them, aren't they, Stephanie?
Well, it's true. I mean, there's chamber of commerce coming from all over the country, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce usually has some sort of meeting. And even if, you know, you're feeling like, oh, I don't have time to go to Washington, D.C., or I don't want to, you know, I don't have the money to spend to go, you also have to bear in mind that elected officials have offices in their districts. Mm-hmm. So if you can't come to Washington, D.C., you can set up a meeting with the official or their staff person in the local district.
Well, and of course, the Chamber of Commerce has 1,000. If it has 1,000 members, all 1,000 of those people don't need to go. But you can still get involved by attending meetings, by being part of a committee that puts this delegation together, that makes sure that the group that goes, the people who go, are taking the properly crafted message.
Yeah, that's very true.
Hold on to that thought. Now that you've agreed with me, Stephanie, I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Stand by. I see how I did that, folks. I'm pretty good. 20 after, we'll be right back with my good friend and yours, Stephanie Vance. She is the advocacy guru. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 23 after the hour, there's the Drifters. Classic, classic song. Stephanie Vance is our guest. She's our good friend. And by the way, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and you can find a number of interviews that Stephanie and I have conducted over the years on this. If you'd like to bone up a little bit on your public policy influencing experience and skills, just go back and listen to those interviews that Stephanie's and all that wisdom that she's given us over the years. Stephanie, for which we thank you, and I'd like for you to give us your website so they can find out more about what you're doing.
Well, absolutely. The website is advocacyguru.com, and on the site we have a lot of free resources, a lot of articles that people can just click on and download. We have tutorials, all kinds of interesting information that we think will be helpful to people as they try and advocate effectively.
And they can find your book there, too, can't they?
They can, in fact, find the book there, yes. It's Government by the People, How to Communicate with Congress, and we are so sophisticated, you can actually buy it online.
Wow. And you know, Stephanie, even though people might get the idea somewhere down the road, I don't know how, but somehow they might figure out that you spin to the left just a little bit. All your information actually is good for people who maybe even spin to the right a little bit.
Well, you know, I do try to, as you say, be intellectually honest. So I do try to provide people with the resources they need to be effective, no matter what they're trying to communicate on, and no matter how mistaken they are.
Stephanie, give us some more examples of what you've been doing with this lobbying day. What are some insights, some tricks, some skills, some points that we need to know when we're lobbying our members of Congress? How do we communicate with them?
Well, I think, you know, especially with setting up these lobby days, the one thing that really strikes me is how absolutely critical the district connection is. I mean, when we get a list of people who are coming in for a lobby day, we have to get their full street addresses because whenever we send in a letter to a member of Congress's office and call to follow up to try and schedule a meeting, that's the very first question out of their mouth is, are they from our district? Where in our district? What is their street address? I mean, they want to know exact details so they can ascertain that they're really spending their time on the people that they represent. And I think a lot of people don't know that, and that's just absolutely critical. So, you know, making that district connection is key. Other things we learn, sometimes it's a big mistake to insist on meeting with a member of Congress because you're not going to get very much time, and a lot of times it's not possible.
Not even the person you need to meet with. Maybe you're better off meeting with their AA. Tell us what that is.
Yeah, or their AA is a person who runs their D.C. office, and they also
administrative assistant.
Right. And they also have a whole host of people who are legislative assistants, LAs, who actually are the people who handle the issues. And although they may seem like they're 14 years old, and some of them are, they are the ones that the congressman turns to for advice. So meeting with them and spending some time with them, especially the one that handles the issues you want to talk about, is critical.
Right. And so folks, these are things that you need to know. I mean, think about this. Think about these people like you would a customer. I mean, one of the things, if you're calling on a customer, if you're calling on a prospect, you want to know as much as you can about them. Do they like extra cream sugar in their coffee? What are the names of their children? Do they like golf or do they like football? You know, what is it that's on their mind? How can you influence them to your way of thinking? And it's the same thing with our members of Congress. And one of the things we have to be careful about, Stephanie, I think, is even though they're serving us, they're very, very, very busy people. And they're serving hundreds of thousands of people. And you and I don't need to come rocking and rolling in there as if to say, you know, shut everything else down. I'm one of your constituents. You should listen to me.
Well, that's true. I mean, the people who walk into the office and say things like, well, I pay your paycheck, so you've got to do what I say. Every person in a House member's office pays about, 10 cents of an elected official's paycheck. Right. So many of them will say, you know what, here's a dime. Now, stop driving me crazy.
How would we make first contact? Let's think about that. Let's imagine that they're Martians, which some of them act like that sometimes. How do we make first contact?
Well, you know, first contact is a difficult thing when dealing with an alien species. But I think, the very first thing to do is learn a little bit about them. Go to their websites. If you go to house.gov or senate.gov, you can see the elected officials' websites, see what kinds of legislation they're introducing. And then if you want to visit Washington, D.C., call their office and ask for the staff person who handles business issues. If you don't want to go to Washington, D.C., you can just call the district office and ask for the staff person that handles business issues there. And you'll usually be able to chat with someone, set up a meeting, be able to share your views that way. You can even do it over the phone. You can, if you're a good writer, send in a letter. I mean, usually what I tell people is figure out the method of communication that works best for you and your message and use that.
Well, the other thing is, folks, they're in your hometowns right now. They're out of Washington right now, aren't they, Stephanie?
That is very true.
They're in your hometown. So when they come to town, meet them. Introduce yourself to them. Meet them with your delegation, with your chamber, whatever. Ask for a meeting with them. That's the time to get more FaceTime with them, but you might have to schedule it in advance. Stephanie, give us your website again, please.
It is www.advocacyguru.com.
Never let it be said that I won't promote and help someone who spins just a little bit to the left. Stephanie, thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure. You're one of our best.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Thanks. Stephanie Vance, ladies and gentlemen, she's a really good resource for you, and I encourage you to check out her website and all the things that she does. Quick break, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.